Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Outspoken with White and Jordan. 100% engagement.
It's a total disrespect.
Download, stand well back, listen.
Jim White and Simon Jordan.
I don't see that view.
Outspoken with White and Jordan.
From the world's biggest sports radio station, Talk Sport.
Hi, everybody. Thanks for downloading Outspoken, the podcast that brings you the very best of our daily Talk Sport show. Despite a packed weekend of Premier League action, it was one story that dominated today's proceedings after the Premier League charged Manchester City with more than 100 breaches of its financial rules. It wasn't the best of weekends if you're a Manchester City supporter, because City down in London, of course, for the match at Tottenham, and go away empty-handed. Tottenham win it by a single goal to nil, and Harry Kane got the winner. And now, Simon, news in the last few moments. And this, to be fair to you, is something you have been flagging up time and time and time again. And because you have, a lot of Manchester City fans have decided, Simon Jordan, he has got some kind of an agenda against us. In the last few moments, Manchester City have been charged by the Premier League with numerous breaches of financial rules following a lengthy four-year investigation. Now, I have this in front of me, Simon, as you no doubt do
yeah,
too.
Yeah, Martin Ziegler.
Martin Ziegler of the Times, who's in this very building, is working on this as we speak. If we can get a word with Martin, we will.
Yeah.
But he is submerged, of course, in paperwork right now. In respect of each of the seasons 2009-10, to 2017-18 inclusive, the Premier League rules applicable in those seasons that required provision by a member club to the Premier League in the utmost good faith of accurate financial information that gives a true and fair view of the club's financial position, in particular with respect to its revenue, including sponsorship revenue, its related parties and its operating costs, namely. And then the list goes on, that various rules come into play here, Simon. And the list, I mean, we now have the paperwork in front of us. To say the rap sheet is extensive is putting it mildly. It's a 10-year period, Simon. I'll break this down with a very simple question to you. How much trouble are City in here?
Well, one must remember these are charges, not you know, allegations, and they have to be answered by Manchester City. Pep started this process last week and laid the seeds, because they obviously knew this was coming, by suggesting that there were X amount of clubs inside the Premier League that wanted Man City banned. So when we heard Pep saying that last week, people were wondering, why are you bringing this up in this conversation? Because we're talking about Chelsea. This would be the reason why. Look, Man City have got these allegations and these charges to answer. I didn't think the Premier League would have the balls to do it. Whether they have the balls to make it stick is a different matter. This notion that somehow Manchester City were exonerated by the Court of Arbitration of Sport is a myth. It was about time exclusions and about Cass's burden of obligation, and the time limits around certain information being provided to Court of Arbitration of Sport precluded that from being included in the so-called exoneration of Manchester City. I have always maintained that they have significant questions to answer, and this idea that people are xenophobic or have an issue with Man City because the ownership model is not an ownership model that people like because of its persuasion or its ethnicity is nonsense.
Yeah.
It's about the idea that there is an element of financial doping that is going on.
What do you mean by that?
Well, by that I mean that it's been clearly evidenced that they've used inherent businesses that they own to be able to artificially inflate sponsorship deals that have given them an opportunity to fall within the confines of financial fair play.
And that's the allegation here.
And that is, well, there's a lot of allegations here, and it's over over a 10-year period.
Yeah.
Now, you know, the idea that people find quite repugnant, and I've always found repugnant, is the notion that Manchester City can allude or assert that they will tie up every single governing body in sport for tens of years, given the financial muscle they've got and the legal recourse they've got for using that financial muscle, I've always found repugnant. I hope that the transparency of the situation comes to the fore and people that do wrong, whether they're Crystal Palace or Manchester City, are consequence for it. This is quite a comprehensive scenario where you've been investigating for 4 years. You've got 10 seasons before Man City changed their direction and started to trade players.
Yeah.
We see a difference in Man City in the last couple of years because they've traded players for a profit. Previously, they did not. And they didn't have the revenue, in my view, to be able to compete with financial fair play. They're not the only club to have this question to answer. You know, with greatest respect to Nasser Al-Khelaifi, I think PSG have questions to answer as well. But the point here is that the Premier League have surprised me. Whether this has the teeth that on paper it looks like, whether they're going to take it to its natural conclusion and really push hard, and whether they're going to get rid of conspiracy theories like people like Pep Guardiola positioned last week that 9 football clubs wanted Man City booted out of the league and all that sort of stuff,
yeah,
is a different question. But what it does is it puts the cat amongst the pigeons now, doesn't it, in the Premier League?
Well, when you look at the number of charges, Simon, you can appreciate why it took 4 years to get this together. It dates back to 2009-10, and judging from what I see in front of me, the last season they're looking at closely is 2017-18.
They all seem to be the same breaches as well. There's a consistent theme of, I don't have the breach details to hand, but if you've got E3, 4 and 11, every season, that's a particular rule that they appear to have pushed up and over against.
Yeah.
Because it is a significant thing. If you're going to charge a member club, don't forget the Premier League is the sum of 20 clubs. It's really the clubs that run the Premier League with Richard Masters running it for them. But it's the Premier League is run by the clubs. So for the Premier League to turn on itself and go after one of its members shows that it wants to be a transparent league and make sure that it operates at the highest level.
Yeah.
But it's also rather commendable. We'll see if it sticks and we'll see if they've got the traction.
Commendable on the Premier League's part.
Well, it must be, mustn't it?
To be digging this much.
Well, it must be.
If they're found guilty of these charges, what are we looking at?
Well, a variety of things. What we don't want to be looking at is financial consequences, because that's not difficult for Man City to overcome, is it?
Points deduction.
Well, I would like to think if they're guilty of the things that they're being charged, like any other football club, they get the ultimate consequences. That means points. That means the consideration of what division they play in. It means the whole Rubicon being crossed and saying, right, we either mean it or we don't. They'll have a menu of consequences. The last one we want to see is Man City get a £50 million fine. They couldn't care less about a £50 million fine.
And when you say consideration of what division they play in, are you talking about them being kicked out of the Premier League?
I'm talking about the consequences of their behaviour over a 10-year period. If they're found guilty of 10 years worth of financial misrepresentation, what do you think that looks like? What do you think that means?
Yeah, yeah.
It should mean something significant, shouldn't
it? Well, just to reiterate, it dates back from 2009-10 all the way through to 2017-18. And now, as Simon is saying, what could this lead to? These are charges, we stress. These are charges, Premier League charges, yeah, at this stage. But what could it lead to? A fine? Well, Manchester City, as Simon rightly says, could pay any fine in their stride. A points deduction? Well, how many points would that be? And I'm looking at the messages coming in, Simon. Many messages coming in now. If you want to join them, you can. 810-89. There's one, probably, I'm more than certain, not a Manchester City fan. Cheating is cheating. Might they be stripped of their title?
What would be fascinating?
Might they be?
What would be fascinating? Well, I don't know about that. That's based upon the allegation sticking.
Of course.
What is fascinating to hear, will be, you see Man City fans now that piled in 2 years ago when they were cleared, laughably cleared from UEFA because of time restrictions and not necessarily a lack of guilt.
Yeah.
Not a Man City fan on the switchboard. It'd be interesting to see if anyone phones in to correct the position or to give us an alternate view on Man City's position right now.
Yeah. Well, as you might not be surprised to hear, we have contacted Manchester City. We await to hear what they will say. Obviously, they'll put out some kind of a holding statement. But in the last few moments, this Monday morning, Manchester City lose at Tottenham at the weekend. And now this morning, more bad news. But it's bad news of another kind that could have a major impact on the football club. Manchester City have been charged by the Premier League with numerous breaches of financial rules following what was a four-year investigation. Unprecedented, yes. But what will the punishment be if indeed they are found to be guilty of any of the charges made against them?
100% engagement. Outspoken with White and Jordan.
One story is going to dominate proceedings, and it involves Manchester City. In the last few moments, big story coming out of Manchester City. And it's something we knew about and we've known about for some considerable time. Simon has been on this for a considerable period of time. But now we know the Premier League have flexed their muscle. And Manchester City, this morning, charged by the Premier League with not just one or two, numerous breaches of financial rules following what was a four-year investigation. Quite unprecedented. The charges, of course, relate to these breaches. All of this, of course, one would re-emphasise, you can put in the bracket of allegations at this time. They're guilty of nothing at this moment, but they're certainly charged of plenty. With a number of breaches of financial rules. Simon, just to reiterate, we shall return to this in a few moments, because this is developing as you might expect. Many people getting in touch now. Cheating is cheating. Mm-hmm. We don't know if they've been cheating, but what would the punishment be? And I'm being asked constantly by hundreds of people to ask you, how bad might it get for them?
Well, I mean, ultimately, there's a lot going on here. And I think one of the manoeuvres that's being put into play is the Premier League will be utilising this piece of information to be able to push back against the notion that independent regulation is required. And they'll use it as a case. Now, Man City have got themselves caught in a real cleft position now, because the timing of this against the backdrop of an independent regulator and the Premier League saying, no, we can clean our own house, means they're going to clean house here. And what it could mean is significant for Man City. What it shouldn't mean, look, on the menu of punishments will be a list of things that they can do, sentencing, you know, guidelines. So underneath the auspice of that, it'll range from points to finances, potentially to looking at their historic achievements. I don't think they'll have priced in historic achievements as being taken off the table. But what they are now is in an eye of a storm. And because of the timing of it, this bluster that Man City's board will have, which is that we can tie people up in knots forever and a day and we've got more money than you know what to do with, and we can use our legal team, is not going to stick here. This is going to be played out in the court of public opinion now. And it's going to be played out in the public domain, not behind the closed doors of an enclave in Switzerland where people don't get to see what's going on. This is going to be dragged kicking and screaming here now. And for the Premier League to do this, there is an element of mercenaryness about this. They are going to utilise this to say to independent regulator advocates and to the paper that's coming out from the government, you can water that part down, because look what we can do. We can clean our own house.
Simon,
there's part of that going on as well.
This phrase you used, financial doping, was something that Arsene Wenger
used. He did
indeed.
I nicked
towards
it from him, yeah.
Chelsea,
yeah, he did.
Many years ago. So do we just draw a line under what Chelsea did?
I mean, they got sanctioned, didn't they?
Are there any... They were sanctioned.
Chelsea were sanctioned.
So that was an example we should look at. So what did they get?
Chelsea got financial sanctions. So did Man City. Man City got sanctioned for 11-12. They got a €50 million euro fine.
The number of charges,
slightly.
The number of charges, yeah. I think, is the thing that hits you when you see their action.
The allegation against Man City is very different from the allegations against other teams. The allegations against Man City that no one's been able to stick is willful misrepresentation. But the idea that they overstated income to be able to achieve certain levels. That is not a case of miscalculation or overspending. That's a case of willful misrepresentation. Now, if that sticks, which is what UEFA stuck it on, UEFA found them guilty, they appealed through the Court of Arbitration of Sport, and because of a series of technicalities, not one of them being time limits about information, they got off. Man City fans jumped up on their pedestal saying, see, people like Jordan and other people that got even bigger voices, you don't know what you're talking about.
Mm.
And no one believed. Because I then said, well, hang on a second, they haven't answered the Premier League's charges. UEFA do their thing, the Premier League got to do theirs. For the love of God, they've got to have the balls to do it. Now, I never thought they would.
Why has it taken them so long, though? 4 years of an investigation?
Because I don't think there was an appetite to do it. I don't think there was a desire to do it. I think they were looking at it going, how do we do this now?
Yeah.
Look at the landscape.
Yeah.
An independent regulator coming in, wanting to dilute
their
powers.
On the eve of a regulator, you think that's prompted this?
Oh, I think there's a lot of motivation behind that as well. I don't think that's the only thing, but I think they're going to utilise it for that particular agenda.
It'd be quite mad if that is the case, wouldn't it?
Well, it's a cynical
world. Underlines why we do need a regulator, yeah. Isn't it?
But to some extent, the threat of a regulator has always been utilisable.
Yeah.
The actual regulation itself, if you go beyond the need to get better governance and distribution, look what a regulator does, it's a recipe for disaster.
I'm seeing some many messages saying, well, if they're guilty, then they've got to face whatever punishment is coming their way.
Isn't it ironic?
Many City fans, incidentally, Simon, coming forward, this is another agenda against City. Why are we not looking back at clubs who were spending vast amount of money, like United, like Chelsea, like Liverpool?
But they did. And they got sanctioned when financial fair play came in. Some of those things that they did previously were not relevant. But the bottom line is this is an interesting one, because isn't it ironic? We're now dropping Man City right in their feet, right in the fire, at the time that Chelsea is spending £600 million.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Download, stand well back, listen. Outspoken with White and Jordan. From the world's biggest sports radio station, Talk Sport.
If ever I'm glad that Mr. Jordan is to my right-hand side, it's this morning, because this is a financial story of immense proportions. Manchester City have been charged by the Premier League with more than 100 alleged breaches of financial regulations after what's been a four-year-long investigation. The Premier League announced it a short time ago. The club's been charged with breaching regulations over 14 seasons. Now, it's believed that if the charges are proved, it could lead to a whole range of sanctions, including a points deduction or even expulsion from the league. One man who is right across this story in this very building is the chief sports reporter for The Times, and he's Martin Ziegler. Martin, I know you are up to your eyes in it, but you've broken off to join us live on Talk Sport. Good morning to you. Martin, how will Manchester City be reacting to this news?
Well, I presume they'll have known about it for some time, but that it's been coming. How they respond, I guess, is we wait to see. But I mean, there is no doubting the severity of this. This is nothing like this has ever happened, has it, in English football? Nothing like it. And I think if half of these 100 plus charges are proved, then I think there will be the other clubs will sort of expect that they're relegated. I can't really see any other. It's across 14 seasons, so 9 seasons of breaching financial regulations and 5 seasons of not cooperating with an investigation. I mean, it just doesn't get any more serious than this.
Wow, Mark, we all raised our eyebrows at that. Say that to me again. If half of the charges.
Well, I don't know. This is just my opinion.
They come to light, show that they're guilty. They could be looking at relegation.
Well, I mean, I was just looking at the Premier League rule book, and the powers of the disciplinary commissions, and it says, W51.4.4, it can recommend that the league expels a respondent from membership.
Martin, for those listening this morning, now we'll get to Simon in a second, because he's been very good at trying to put this in layman's terms. Now, of course, I'm a layman. We're all laymen. Laymen. Only a few of us know what the financial implication really of this might be. Can you tell us more specifically the nature of the charges?
So a lot of them is providing the correct information about income and sponsorship income, not providing the true picture of players' pay, not providing the true position of the Roberto Mancini's pay during the four seasons he was manager. We know from the football leaks, leaked emails that we've seen that Mancini apparently had a sort of shadow contract, secretly being paid by a club in Abu Dhabi at the same time he was being paid by Manchester City. In fact, he was paid more by the club in Abu Dhabi for 4 days' work than he was for Manchester City, according to the football leaks thing. So those are the main areas here. I mean, obviously, it's a huge number of breaches.
And you're saying huge equals unprecedented. Should Manchester City fans be worried? Very worried.
Well, of course they should. I mean, there's nothing like this has happened before in Premier League history. That's nothing like this has happened before. So,
I mean, Simon, when you listen to the Martin stressing what the implication of this could truly be, you would think, yes, Martin is right. They knew this is coming down the pipe.
I said that earlier on. Yeah.
But nonetheless, one would think there will be an enormous amount of nervousness within the walls of Manchester City this morning.
Well, they would have priced this into their thinking after the UEFA hearings, in terms of UEFA found them guilty of a variety of things. They then took it to CAS. CAS's obligations and the time limits that CAS put on certain information being able to give them to them were very different. And of course, their resources and the threat of them was always a big part of their arsenal. The most challenging one, I mean, Martin has pretty much summed it up about it, a lot of it's not necessarily prima facie not compliant with obligations. It's the failure to provide information behind their obligations that they have an obligation to provide. If you look at the rules in E3 and E4, they have to provide accounts at a certain date, but behind the accounts, they have to provide the detail of why they made these assumptions. And E51 is the most compelling one. This is about the evaluation. This is the one that everyone knows that Man City have got challenges with. Beyond, it's been doing the rounds in football. Martin knows it, I know it, about how players are getting paid, how managers are getting paid, how there are shadow businesses behind this situation.
Where are they doing it?
Well, the allegation, and I don't think the allegation is far from the tree, and the poison tree, of people being paid from one business rather than another. So they get a direct relationship with another business that's owned by Man City's funders and get money through that rather than through the football vehicle, so it doesn't hit the football vehicle's balance sheet. But E51 talks about the valuation of third-party sponsorship deals, and this is the one that was a sting in a tail about misrepresentation and the valuation of sponsorship deals, artificially valued, not to reflect market value, to be able to overcome obstacles. And E51 is the one that Man City will have real problems with, alongside the ones that Martin alluded to. Now, the ramifications of this, and I don't know whether Martin concurs with me, and it's not a conspiracy theory, I think it's joined up thinking. The timing of this is directly relational to the challenges that football have with the independent regulator and the white paper. And the problem for Man City is the appetite has gone up several notches now to take a bite out of someone's backside. Because if they do that, and someone as powerful as Man City, it'll show interested government parties and potential regulators that football can actually regulate itself.
Do you agree with Simon there, Martin Ziegler, that the timing of this is hugely significant regards a white paper and what the government's doing this week?
That's crossed my mind, but I'm not convinced about that. Just because I've been sort of expecting this for 18 months ago when a High Court judge expressed concern about the length of time the investigation was taken.
Why, Martin, do you think it's taken so long? This is not a difficult case.
We've seen in the court case, it actually said that Manchester City were doing everything. You know, they got Lord Panic KC working with a really strong legal team, and they were trying every possible opportunity. They were trying to sort of slow the day, is how the Premier League described it in court. In that they challenged going to an arbitration, they challenged handing over documents, every step of the way. I think that's why it has taken so long. I mean, I was actually expecting this to come out last summer. That was my expectation, but that never happened. it may, you know, it is. I'm not saying it is good timing for the Premier League, but I'm not convinced it's actually the reason.
But I've never seen the Premier League have an appetite, knowing the personalities, knowing the Premier League. This, I think, would very unlikely have happened under Scudamore's watch. But I'm very surprised that they've gone for it in the fashion they've gone for it, because whilst the evidence is the evidence, and the appetite is part of it, to have an appetite to want to do this is half the battle. Because this isn't a difficult stone to overturn. The fact that Man City don't want to cooperate, in the end, they'll have to cooperate. So it was always going to get to a destination. But the appetite from the Premier League has gone up several notches. And that's the thing that I question alongside the timing. And I think most conventional thinkers, and you may, and with all due respect, you may not necessarily be in that camp right now, are looking at the ideas and looking at lobbyists running around for the Premier League, pushing back against what's to come down with regulation. This would be an ideal solution, an antidote or kryptonite to some of the allegations that football refuses to clean its own house. Do you think, Martin, that they can get into the territory of taking ownership models out of commission, taking directors out of commission, given the nature of some of these outcomes? If they stick, they are quite a damning situation over 10 years of repeat offences.
Well, I don't know.
Should be a natural conclusion, though, shouldn't it?
Well, it should be, maybe.
But well, they're not being found guilty yet.
If they're found guilty.
I mean, obviously, what Martin's just saying about withholding information on income, withholding pay, information about players' wages, about Mancini's contract, shadow contract, so to speak.
Withholding, not providing.
If they provide then this information, Man City, then one assumes then they clear their name. If they're guilty at the moment is withholding information.
There's often a good reason why information is withheld, because the information that you provide won't help your case. So one would suggest that the reason why they haven't provided information is because they don't like the information they have to provide. Mm. So with that in mind, if they provide the information, I very much doubt it helps them.
Well, Martin, the club we know has been charged with breaching regulations over 14 seasons. What kind of timescale do you think we are now talking about? I mean, a short time ago, Martin, and on the Twitter feed here at TalkSport, I saw a number of Arsenal fans getting excited that City might be pretty soon, sooner than later, be hit by points deduction, and that might pave the way towards them winning the Premier League title. We're not talking about the here and now, are we?
No, I mean, I've been trying to get some clarity on how long that would take. I mean, I don't think it's going to be 4 years, like the investigation, but I mean, can it be done before the end of the season? I don't know, possibly, but then I guess there's appeals and things like that.
It's down to the Premier League's appetite, isn't it? The Premier League have set this hair running. They've done the investigation. They've come up with the conclusions. They set up the timeframes. It's now incumbent upon them, because it's within their gift now. It's within the gift of the framework of the rules of the game to start enforcing, and Man City to defend it. If Man City want to take it out of the rules of the game, then they'll have to do it after the judgments have come down.
Yeah, if you unpick all of this, if they are found guilty, I mean, as a former competitor, when you look over the years of the teams who've come second in the Premier League, as a player, you feel cheated that you wouldn't. I mean, look at Liverpool and that head-to-head they've had in recent seasons. It's all been done then because of financial doping.
But you also have to say, with all
respect, if they're found guilty,
we also have to say, with all due respect to the brilliant work that Martin's done here, where have the Premier League been? This has been going on since 2009. Every year you produce your statements. Every year you have questions about your statements. You have to answer and account to the board. Where have they been?
Yes.
They only started this investigation in 2018.
That's a fair point, Martin Ziegler, is it not?
Well, where have they been, the Premier League? Mm. Well, I suppose they've been working on it, and you know.
Well, they would have known there was breaches in 2010, Martin. They would have known there was breaches in 2011. Man City got sanctioned in 2011 by UEFA. Everybody knew that there was allegations.
Nobody knew the full depth of anything until the Football Leaks thing revealed everything.
Yes, yeah.
When were they
sanctioned, Martin? They were sanctioned by UEFA in 2011.
They were sanctioned by UEFA. I think it was a bit later than that, wasn't it?
But well, it's the 2011 season, but they were certainly sanctioned earlier than 4 years ago, because they had the consequences of that fine rescinded slightly because they got some of the money given back and their ban reduced, i.e., from signing players.
Well, yeah, but that wasn't for withholding, providing the wrong information, that was just for breaching the spending rules.
That must then apply to the Premier League, then, mustn't it?
Well, yeah, but I don't. I mean, I think, you know, this is about providing the wrong information for nine seasons,
yeah.
And then not cooperating for the last five seasons. So I think that's the issue here, not the fact.
The issue here is one of an unprecedented nature, Martin, as you've been stressing. One would expect, Martin Ziegler, that Manchester City at some stage today will come out with the most robust defence.
Well, I think they probably have to, don't they? I mean, just, you know, we'll defend it to the hilt or whatever. But you know, if you just look at other, just, you know, when I talked about relegation before, you look at other countries and, you know, these sorts of charges that what's happened, and, you know, we haven't seen clubs being expelled from the league. So,
you know, can you imagine
that they have to come out fairly strongly, I think.
Yeah. Can you imagine, Martin? And you journalists are quite imaginative at times. Can you imagine?
That was a compliment, Martin.
It was a compliment, actually. It was meant to be a compliment. It wasn't meant to be facetious. Can you imagine what kind of defence, given the nature of the alleged breaches, what kind of defence Man City can put out there? Because they make the regular assumption that it's vendetta, there's xenophobia attached to it, there's the football cartel ganging up and trying to keep them out of the elite table. What do you think they can possibly come up with to suggest that 100 breaches plus over a 4-year investigation, can you find anything in your mind's eye that they might come up with?
Well, I suppose they might challenge whether stuff should be admissible if it's from if it's been hacked illegally. That might be one of
the technicalities. Yeah,
yeah.
Should that be admissible? They may claim that the, you know, some of the stuff that just come, you know, the information which is from that source is sort of taken out of context and doesn't show the full picture.
Yeah.
Welcome to the Coliseum of Confrontation, Outspoken with White and Jordan.
It's been quite a morning, and a morning that no doubt to many Manchester City fans has been one that's been quite concerning, because this morning we learned that City have been charged by the Premier League with more than 100 alleged breaches of financial regulations after what's been a 4-year investigation. Then when you look at it closely, well, what could that lead to? It's believed that if the charges are proved, it could lead to a range of sanctions, including a points deduction or even expulsion from the league. We've been saying, when are we going to hear from Manchester City? We've just heard from Manchester City. Simon, what is your take on this? It's a very short statement, but they don't miss their point either. Manchester City is surprised by the issuing of these alleged breaches of the Premier League rules, particularly given the extensive engagement and vast amount of detailed materials that the Premier League has been provided with. The club welcomes the review of this matter by an independent commission to impartially consider the comprehensive body of irrefutable evidence that exists in support of its position. As such, we look forward to this matter being put to rest once and for all. So if that's not robust, I don't know what is.
Yes, you would expect it to be such. They're hardly going to run the case for the opposition, are they? They're the defence. They're going to run their own case. And the key terminology is there, the club welcomes the review of this matter by an independent commission, which is basically suggesting that the Premier League are not independent in their own findings, that they have been skewed by misinformation, inaccuracy and their own agendas. And it's actually quite a jaw-dropping statement to some extent, because it flies in the face of everything that's ever been levied against Manchester City. It flies in the face of a 4-year investigation. It flies in the face of the fact that UEFA originally found them guilty and CAS only overturned it on the basis of a technicality. It flies in the face of the fact that they have been found guilty of financial fair play in different incarnations. And we will see. It's hopefully the Premier League will be as robust as their allegations. If they have had the temerity and the courage of their convictions to go out there and put together 4 years of investigation, in which I'm pretty damn sure that Man City haven't been particularly cooperative in, and that's not just the Premier League that has been said about. The judicial system has in its own right said that Manchester City have been quite difficult. So with that in mind, bring it on. Let's see what the Premier League have got to bear. And if it does clear them once and for all, then we'll have to see what that looks like.
You're suggesting there, Simon, that City have been reluctant to engage for whatever reason. This isn't saying that, particularly given the extensive engagement and vast amount of detailed materials that the Premier League has been provided with. City are saying, are you kidding? Well, we've been all over this from the start.
One man's meat is another man's poison, isn't it? I mean, the bottom line is one person's version of extensive may be something very different to what people who deals with extensive information on a daily basis may view as extensive. Look, the bottom line is the Premier League have charged them with 100 plus breaches. They found themselves in falling on the wrong side of UEFA's regulations, and only the Court of Arbitration of Sport overturning it on pretty much technicalities have got them out from underneath. I do hope that if the Premier League have made these allegations, that they're able to substantiate them, because if they're not, what was the point of all this? What a ridiculous scenario. It makes the Premier League look even more eunuch-like if they aren't able to stand up
to the very nature of their own investigation. Just to clarify, is this an independent commission?
Well, that's what they're saying, okay, is the outcome of the situation, full stop.
Yeah, and for those who don't know, it is alleged that City had overstated sponsorship income that effectively doubled former Roberto Mancini's wages via a secret contact with an Abu Dhabi club, and that they broke rules about approaches to young players. But Manchester City are saying now, we look forward to this matter being put to rest once and for all. So virtually saying to the Premier League, right, we see your challenge and we take you on.
Your 100% essential download.
Outspoken with White and Jordan.
Thanks for listening to Outspoken. Don't forget to leave a 5-star review and subscribe so you don't miss an episode. We'll be back tomorrow.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.